Hello, my fellow ickies and icklets. Welcome to this episode of the Pretty Girls Club. So as you can tell from the title, this episode is all about dating and relationship icks. Wow, this episode is a lot eh. So we have a massive list of icks, and before we get into it, let's just explain what an ick is. So if you don't know what an ick is, you are the ick. No, I'm kidding. Anyways, so an ick is basically something that makes you go like, that literally makes you go ick lah. That literally makes you go like, ugh. Like cringe, you're disgusted. You are just like, why is this happening to me? I don't want to be here anymore. I did not sign up for this. Goodbye. That is all ick related feelings, okay? So yeah, an ick is just a term to like condense all of those gross feelings. And today we're talking about relationship and dating icks. So it is going to be specific to essentially a bit like red flags in a relationship, but not so serious in a red flag, like you need to leave this relationship now type of way. But an ick can also lead to that. Some people really, icks are such big turn offs in a relationship that it could be a deal breaker for some. So just a disclaimer that this icks are sent in by you guys actually a couple of months ago when I asked this question very randomly and I was starting to compile like podcast topics and stuff. And also this list is a mainly female contributed list. So I guess it is mainly from the female perspective. But men out there, if you're offended by this list, if you relate to this list, that one really your problem, you gotta fix something. But yeah, if you're offended by it and you think I should do a female version of icks, of course, feel free. If you can find enough, then send it. No, I'm kidding. I'm sure we are also quite ick at some point. But yeah, if men out there, you're listening to this and you think I should do a female version of a list of icks that females might do or have, then feel free to send me those icks. I'm very happy to do a female version of this episode. But yeah, I guess since this is a mainly female contributed list, it is going to be mainly icks that you see in men. So I guess whether you are in a hetero relationship or not, like, you know, whatever type of relationship you are, as long as there's a man involved in this relationship, these icks might apply. And if they do, I'm so sorry. Okay, so I've already taken a look at this list and a lot of these icks have made me go, walao! It's really super, super gross. I don't know what y'all are thinking of. But anyways, I guess what's hilarious about icks is that sometimes it is also very, very specific. So it is something that probably maybe you've seen before, you're very scarred by from an ex relationship, that like, as long as you see someone wear something or say a certain term, you're like, that is an ick, that is, I'm done here. I'm cringing and I'm over it. Okay, so this list is going to be very specific and hopefully you relate to none of it. But let's just go through this list and let's just see how I feel about all these icks. First one, if they use the tongue sticking out emoji. This one quite sad. So the emoji that we're talking about here is the one that's looking straight at you. The eyes are looking straight, not winking or anything. The face also straight at you. Then the tongue just out. That one gross. That one I feel like, why you suddenly want to like eat me out, you know? Why? Sorry, I shouldn't be saying that. But that's the vibe it gives me. It's very, it makes me cringe a bit. But I guess, okay, for me, a lot of these icks goes back to context, of course. But I think for the tongue out emoji, it is not something that I would ban. It is not something that I see really, I cannot take it. But if someone is trying to flirt with you, and like if you're on a dating app and you're talking to someone and you don't really know them and you guys are texting lah for the first few times, and if this emoji comes out, then it is quite, it is a complete ick also for me. It's a very like, don't know if you're saying this and you are trying to be cheeky, but you need to let me know you're trying to be cheeky so you're using this, because that is like ick. That's lame. Like, you know, maybe just up your game and don't rely on an emoji. Anyways, the next ick is bad to service staff. This one is, for me, more than an ick. Like a red flag. This one is a run away as fast as you can. Even if you don't run and you're like me, first time in your life you run will be the time you see that asshole bad to service staff, okay? But yeah, I think it's very telling when someone's bad to like strangers or how they treat like just random people or service staff especially, because these people are literally doing their jobs and trying to serve you and make your life easier and while doing their jobs, right? And yeah, and like, yeah, people are just gross for being mean to someone who is going out of their way to like make your life better. So that one to me is, there's like a special place in hell one for people like that. So the next ick is when all they say is good morning and good night, but the substance in between is shit. Okay, so I've unfortunately had the displeasure of speaking to men like that before. So it's like, yeah, it's like everything is just one word replies or just like okay, or like just suddenly I need to, like, suddenly I'm trying to do an interview and a talk show, and I'm struggling to think of things to, like, ask about, talk about. So it's like, hey, what's your favorite color? You know, like, I don't know what to say already because these people are not trying, and it's so infuriating. Okay, the next one is when they say all men are trash, but they say not them though. This one annoying because, like, don't lie lah. Like, you want to say this kind of thing, then you're already part of the trash, right? Like, I already say so many times already. It's garbage can, not garbage cannot. But then you're just garbage. Then how? So, it doesn't make sense. Like, I hate the, like, acting like you get it by saying the, oh, all men are trash, all men are trash. But then after that, like, oh, but not me. Like they are, but not me. Like, don't disassociate until like that. Like, you clearly are to an extent if you're going to have to explicitly say that you are not trash. Like, how about you just let your actions speak louder than your dumbass voice? Okay, so a next big one that people have sent in multiple times has been bad hygiene. So things that fall under bad hygiene will of course include things like smelling bad or like not taking care of like their stench, their body odor, and like not cutting their nails, and I guess just bad hygiene in general. So like doing things that are just dirty in general, or like clearly never washed hand after use toilet, you know, like that kind, like that one, gross. Well, honestly, this is probably a very specific ache, but I think for me is when if somebody smells like pee, I feel like I'm in kindergarten. Like, I feel like, I am not even joking, this is a trigger smell that brings me back to sitting on the floor cross-legged in my ugly-ass PAP kindergarten uniform, knowing that these other stanky-ass kids smell like urine. I hate it, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. That just triggered something in me. I'm so disgusted. But yes, the smell of pee. I just shuddered. I'm so disgusted. Yeah, so bad hygiene, clearly, that one is very, like, okay, obviously subjective. Obviously, some people have very, like, different thresholds to these things. But I think in general, like, the don't cut nails. Oh, this one, another specific one. Part of the bad hygiene thing, if you have that one damn long pinky fingernail, it's like, why? For what? For what? To dig what? You know? What? Why? Like, literally, like, did you cut all and keep that just to show the world that actually can grow this long one? But then, I cut the rest, though. You know, like, what's the purpose of that? So, I don't know lah, Pachugang vibes lah, but none of that, no thank you. Okay, so yeah, hygiene is a big, a lot falls under there. Okay, the next one, when they text and then they put space before the full stop. Kaying hates this, I also hate. I actually like dated someone who did this, and I eventually, when we stopped dating, I just started texting like that to mock him, like to my friends. Then I was like, oh, sorry, I need to type like this. Then I started mocking. I'm a cunt lah, I know I'm a cunt. But wow. Yeah, it's damn ick. It's like, I mean, it's okay to not go to school, but then you did. So you know how to type, you know how to spell. Yeah, it's intentional. And then on your phone also, it's like, why you space full stop? Then you clearly have autocorrect like completely not even on because you think you're better than it. And then it's like, because if you had autocorrect on to an extent, they would have told you like, hey, stupid, don't type like this. Like, hey, dumbass, don't need to put space here. But then you clearly switched it off because you thought you're smarter than it, but you were wrong. So please punctuate correctly. Please don't anyhow. And you don't need to write long essay, all got comma, whatever. You can talk like MSN, you know, don't need punctuation. It's okay one. But just don't go out of your way to be dumb. You know, that one is like for what? Okay, next one is... Okay, to all my friends listening to this, please, you're going to be so happy that I'm saying this out there. When they go on Quora and answer questions, can you imagine being so free? Can you imagine being so free that you signed up for a Quora account? You went there and then you went to look at, oh, what's troubling people around the world today? What do they not know about that they simply can't Google that I need to go and solve their problems and I need to go and answer? Can you imagine doing that? Like, you think that you really taking mansplaining to a whole new level. That you sign up for a Quora account to go and answer everybody's problems, even when you're absolutely a non-expert about anything. Like, you are not an expert about anything at all. Then you just go answer. But for what? I have a very specific example of what someone that I dated before has answered, but I don't think I should say that because that's just mean. So let's just move on. Yeah, if someone's so free to be a Quora, then just tell them to go choke. Okay, anyways. Like, it's not even to ask the question, it's to answer. What the hell? Okay, So leading into the next one is when they mansplain. So I think it is also, I mean, obviously mansplaining is just gross, but specifically when it is something that you are the one that told them about, and then like a few days later, they explain it to other people, or they explain it back to you as if like you never knew. That one is infuriating. That one is really like, I invented you, eh? It's like, I invented you or something, eh? Then why are you suddenly telling me? Like, why are you acting brand new? Like, as if I didn't just educate you on this. So that one, to me, very whack. Like, please don't act like I didn't teach you this. And when, in a moment like that, when you insist and you're like, I just told you this that day. Like, what are you telling me? Like, I don't know. And then they're like, huh? Really, man? Like, huh? Oh, okay. Then they, like, don't want to admit. They're like, oh, yeah, you're the one who told me. That one, annoying. Okay, next thing is when you're sad and they say, feel better. It's the same as like, hey, I'm sad. Don't be. It's okay. It's like, I wish I could. Like, I wish there was a way to feel better. That's why I'm expressing myself to you, because I can't seem to. But then you're just telling me to feel better. If I could, I would, right?
Bombastic side eye. Criminal offensive side eye.
Doesn't make any sense. So, yeah, that one just... It's the same as like when you say you're not feeling well, and then after that, whoever you're dating or talking to just say, oh, maybe drink some water. It's like, well, that's not going to solve anything. But okay, I get it. Sometimes it might. Sometimes you're dehydrated. So that one at least a bit rational, you know? But the feel better or like, oh, don't be sad. Thank you. Thank you so much. What would I do without you? Okay? Next one is when they think they know what you like. So I think that's okay to an extent though. Like, it's only an ick if it's like a very confident assumption that is like clearly wrong. Like if, for example, like you're out at a restaurant and they try to order something for you thinking that, oh yeah, she will get this. Like that one very like, oh, ick, who are you? You my stomach? You know what I want? You don't know anything about me, apparently. So if you knew anything about me, you wouldn't speak on my behalf. So I think it's only like that when they assume they know you like that, or they try and speak on your behalf and do things, assume that they know you better than you know yourself in a very cocky, like not with your best intentions at heart way. I think that's when it's an ick. But when it's a, they think they know what you would need in that moment, or like how they can help in that moment and truly believe that they know you and how they can help you, that one is quite different. So yeah, it depends. If they're an asshole about it, of course it's an ick. Okay, so the next one is, when they say being a BTS K-pop fangirl is lame. Wow. This one, I'm not a BTS K-pop fangirl, but it's obviously an ick in general, because why would you... I will never understand the concept of shitting on someone for what they like and what brings them joy that doesn't harm anyone. So it's the same as like, obviously I like Taylor Swift. Obviously I like a lot of like artists that I used to love One Direction a lot. So like every time I talk about these things, it was always a... Oh, I felt like I could only discuss these things openly in a safe space, or when I'm around people who share the same interests or also understand what it means to be a big fan of something. So I knew I would never get like judged, or like no one would say anything to make me feel like what I like is lame lah. And not that I would change anything about me, but I just naturally would avoid talking about myself or expressing joy like that around some people, which is sad because you don't get to be yourself, right, around certain people. So especially if someone you're dating does this to you, right, really truly run. Like, this is such a red flag. Like, you are not projecting your interest on them, making them like the same thing you like. You are literally just expressing that this brings you joy and you really like this band and you like this song. And if someone has a very bad reaction to that, or like, ew, like, how do you like this? I don't get it. Like, if you don't get it, you don't get it lah. Keep your comments to yourself lah. Like, I also never ask you, Lisa, I never ask you come memorize choreo with me. Like, I never ask you do anything with me other than just know that this is a part of my life that is important to me. And like, essentially, shitting on it and like being rude about it is disrespectful lah. Not to the band, but to you and your interests. So yeah, as if you're dating someone that's like that, I think that's a big ick, and it's a very big sign of disrespect to you in general. Yeah, so it goes way deeper than that. Okay, next ick is when they ask their friends to join in on dates. Wow. Okay, I think this one is if it's a deliberate like, oh, it's okay if my friends come along, like this is not really a date. I think that one is you have to be on the same page with your partner on it, or like if you're dating someone, you just have to be on the same page with them before inviting someone else, because that one could just be like, you don't want to feel like, hey, this is supposed to be alone time, and then suddenly you go there and you're like, ugh, gross. Suddenly I'm hanging out with 5 men. No, thank you. Oh, I want to hang out with none, but I chose you, and then you bring 10 more for what? You know, so yeah, I think this one really you need to, it's about communication, okay? So it is not, it is an ick only if it's assumed and anyhow go and bring, assume that it's okay, then you anyhow go and invite people. But yeah, check with your partner lah, huh? Okay, next one is when they use gym selfies as dating profiles. Okay, come on. Am I already dating you? Do I need to know anything about your life like that? Do I need to see you half naked somewhere? Do I need to see anything like that? No, right? This one, got some asshole last time I was dating on Bumble, I remember. This dumbass. So I always get a premium account because like I hate men, right? So I only want to talk to people that like I'm like, okay, worth my time. Let me match you back. You already matched me, you know? Like save my time. Easier. So I had a Bumble premium account or something. I saw this guy match me and his freaking profile, right? It's a dumbass gym picture and his bio, this guy liked me, and then the bio say, I bet I could bench press you. I bet I could break your arms. You know, like, why? Why are you signing up for actual death? You know, why? So, yeah, I saw that and I disliked so quick, but not after taking a screenshot and laughing about it, because, like, the confidence on this person, like, really, you have to be, what kind of ego? So, for me, massive ick. So, it's not just the gym pictures. It is the ego behind that guy. But, yeah, gym pictures in general is, like, I mean, I don't know, like, I feel like, personally, people usually film or document their gym sessions for like progress and for yourself, for personal growth, and like, yeah, if you want to make content around it, sure. But like on a dating profile, I feel like it's a bit like, okay lah, you want to flex, then flex lor. Yeah, but I would just swipe left lah. But I also not on dating apps, so your loss. Anyways, next one is when they keep using their phone. Okay, this one is true. It's an ick for me. Like, you're only allowed to use your phone if you're on a date with me. And this is a message from my boyfriend, Shark. So, yeah, he's only allowed to use his phone in front of me if he's on my Instagram profile looking at pictures of me and liking all of them. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, anyways, it is disrespectful, lah. Like, even if you need to faster text or faster reply something, of course, just say, lah. Like, at the end of the day, it's just going to feel like, wow, I guess I'm not important enough that a message is more important than me. So just say, like, you need to attend to something. Like, no harm in that, right? Okay, next one is when they still follow all their exes. Wow. Follow for what, yeah? Why do you need to keep up with their ex for a reason, eh? Like, leave the shit in the past, you know? So, yeah, out of sight, out of mind. I truly believe that, like, I mean, especially if it's like a, whether or not it's a good or bad breakup, I think, like, at the end of the day, out of respect for your new partner and the other people that you're potentially going to date, I feel like, for what? You know, you keep up with that, and then you're always going to be, it's always going to be presented to you on your feed at some point, right? So, yeah, like, I think it's weird to, like, keep up with it. But it's also tricky because if you have a very, like, amicable and mutual, like, breakup, and you end up being friends with that person, and that person is still in your life but not very, very close, then I guess also it's a bit rude to just like unfollow. I don't want to see anything about you. You know, so it, I guess it depends on how the breakup goes. But obviously if it ends badly, it's messy, or like this person is like a toxic ex, I think unfollowing and out of sight, out of mind has to be the way to go. Okay, next is when they think it's funny if you're mad and they ask if you're on your period. Wow. That one is them, like, it's so like invalidating. Like, your feelings are valid and it shouldn't just be like because you're upset or because you're angry, then oh, she has to be on her period. I mean, for me, I guess it's true lah, because I have PCOS and I'm bleeding like 70% of the year lah. But anyways, next ick. This has to be topic of the list, everybody. Are we ready? When they like Andrew Tate. Walao eh. This one really, like, this one truly, they give you a special, like, a throne in hell that's on set on fire just for you. Like, this one gross eh. I cannot. And I feel like a pattern that is like very obvious is there are a lot of men that come out of relationships and messy breakups and yeah, and just like have things ended badly because of their own doing. They end up seeking solace with Andrew Tate. You know, they end up going to find like themselves and finding Andrew Tate and being like, oh my God, this man understands me. No woman understands me. All women are toxic, but Andrew Tate though, that's my God. You know, like, I feel like it's, how about you self-reflect? How about you look inward and see what is the problem you have that might have caused this relationship to end so terribly, or for you to feel the way that you feel about women in general? You know, how about you look inward and understand, like, you know, essentially therapize yourself. You know, essentially go figure that out before, like, looking at a problematic misogynist like Andrew Tate and being like, oh my God, I never feel so seen. And if you know anybody who's ever related to him like that, really, this one, run. Like, go train for marathon. Go do what you need to do. Run. Run so far that you can run to another country by accident. Like, really, this is... Get away. Stay away. Even if it's your male friends. I really genuinely think better for your mental health. Get away. Like, truly. Okay, the next one is when they have bad English. So, I guess... Okay. This one also I don't sound so pretentious. Like, come on. I guess if it's like typo, misspelling certain things, they're obviously fine, right? Normal. But I think for me, right, it's not being bad in the way you speak, but more of like a insisting that you're right and doubling down on a mistake. So like if somebody wants to like correct it or be like, oh, that's like grammatically wrong. That's not correct. You're spelling this wrong. And then they double down, they insist, and they still spell it wrong for the rest of their lives. And it's like, why did I tell them? And you know how easy it is to autocorrect? It's like, a lot of people on this list don't know what autocorrect is, you know? So, punctuate properly, man. For me, that's still worse. Bad English is still like, I guess it also depends on how you socialize, how you're brought up, like all these things. So, a lot of factors there. But it's the ego on the person. If they're going to double down, be obnoxious about it, and don't want to learn from a mistake, then they want irritating already. They want eek, big eek. Okay, next one. When their followers or their following are all women. So, obviously, this is for men, right? So... And for straight men, of course. But I think, it's quite a red flag, lah. Just look at the explore page of the person that you're dating. I think that is very crucial. Come, I test mine now. Oh, see how red flaggy I am. See, got men or not? See, got men, gym body, you know? Let's see. Come. Absolutely no men at all. So on my explore page, we see social media content. We see... makeup videos, we see RuPaul Drag Race stuff. Yeah, so I think an explore page is really like indicative of like what kind of like content you consume and in turn what kind of person you are. Because really it's truly like if all you enjoy seeing on the internet are just like female bodies and all that, it's really big ego. Yeah, and Kaying and I have a mutual friend that talked about this recently. Oh my god, please let me share this story. So we have a mutual friend who I will not name, but he very disgustingly mentioned to me that he mentioned influencers, female influencers in general, and he said like, wow, why do they always post like pictures of their body? I don't want to see them in that light. And when I heard it, I was damn disgusted. It's like, they don't create content for you. Like, a woman posting a picture of herself in a bikini on the beach is just her living her best life. And like as a male person who is just seen as their friend, to like follow them and then to like behind their back say like, oh, I don't want to see them in that light. Like that one sounds like a you problem. They literally don't post this so you see them in any type of light. They post because they look hot and they're just happy to look hot and they want to post this picture because it makes them happy. But then it's so gross to like, for these kind of things to be said behind their back, or like, oh my god, why do they keep posting bikini pictures? I don't want to imagine them like that. Like, then scroll away. But then it's funnily enough, I'll see this same person going like all these pictures. Then they come and tell me this kind of thing. Then I'm just here like, why are you like this? Eek, big eek. Anyways, next. Okay. When they say they're into crypto investments, but all they do is buy from Prudential. Very specific, okay? So, yeah, I know. Okay, for me, the ick already stops at when they say they're into crypto. It's like, yeah, finance bros are really an acquired taste that I will never in my life want to acquire. So, I think just, that one is, yeah, and also to, like, talk big about something as if you know a lot about the topic, and then to eventually go and, like, actually all you're doing is just doing whatever your financial consultant tells you to do, and then to like in your social circles talk as if you know about all these things. It's like, come on lah, you literally absolutely have done no research of your own and you don't know any of this information unless it was given to you because you're paying someone to do this for you. So yeah, big ick. So for the rest of the icks, I'm gonna quick fire them and go through them so fast because y'all have so many icks that you sent in. Okay, the next one. When they call you some pet name for the first time you meet. Hello, am I your dog or your cat? No thank you, don't call me anything except my name. Next ick, when they say I love you too soon. Okay, this one, not surprised though. What is there to not love? Huh? So I expect you to say the moment you see me. Eyes lay on me, I love you already, no need to come out. Don't come out, that means you say not soon enough. And that's my ick. Next one is when they say boys will be boys. Oh, okay, yeah, let boys be boys then. Who's dating a child here? Am I Dikosh? I only date men, okay? Anyways, when they take anime too seriously, this one, I bet you, is confirmed somebody who know me sending one. Because Shark takes One Piece too seriously. But it's okay. I don't invalidate his feelings. If anything, I started watching One Piece. So hey, if you have an ache, that's your problem. Me being defensive. Okay, no lah, but yeah, I only just started watching One Piece, so I can't really speak on anime and whether or not you should take it seriously or not. So no comments whatsoever. Next one. Dressing down everywhere. So the girl looks so slay, the guy look like he going NTUC. Come on, man. Come on, man. So I really think keep up with the times. Match your girl's energy. Don't look like going NTUC unless you think she's the NTUC auntie. Do you think that way? No, right? So don't do that. Okay? Next one. Ghosting. This one. Hello, hello, hello. Is it the 7 month? Actually, it is. But anyways, no such thing. You're not allowed to do this kind of thing. You're a human being, right? Talk to me. Talk to me. Am I watching an episode of Supernatural? Am I the Ghost Whisperer? No. No. Please. Ick. Okay, next one is terrible apologies. Come on. What's the point? What's the point? Don't know how to say sorry properly? Then what's the point of saying sorry? This one, I'd rather don't even say. Like, some people don't even understand why they apologize. They just say because, okay, okay, she need me to say, she need to hear this, then she can move on. So that's some behavior, that's some bullshit that we're not here for. It's 2023. Learn how to apologize. Or maybe just stop doing things that require an apology. Easy solve. Next one. Meowing to me to get my attention. Meow. I guess it worked. Anyways, please don't ever do that. Imagine at night, you're walking on the street, then suddenly got some cat meow, then you... Is that my boyfriend? You know, you will never know. You will never know. So don't do this kind of shit. Maybe use your mouth. Talk like a human being. Okay? Next one is being stingy. Okay, yeah, this one I don't get it. If, especially in a relationship. Being stingy, being calculative. This one, big ick lah. It's very like, wow, next time if I actually drowning, will he save me? I don't think so. You know, so this one, red flag, red flag. Next one, petting my head like I'm a dog. This one I kind of like, so I don't mind. No, I'm kidding. I born in the year of dog though. Yeah, I guess it depends on context. If like that's how the person greets you and that's how they show you any form of love and physical touch, like that's a bit like, I'm not your child. You did not birth me. Don't touch me like this. You know, it's a bit odd. Okay, next one. When they say they dancer but they bad dancing. Very specific, huh? This one, I wonder who sent it in. Okay, but anyways, this one, I cannot dance, so I can't really say much. But I guess if you are walking around and claiming that you're a dancer, and then you dance like some clown, then come on, come on. Don't lah, don't. Just don't. You don't need to say you're a dancer. You can just say, oh, I like dancing. And then different, right? Different. Hobby. So if you suck at it, it's okay. Hobby. You like doing it. It brings you joy, right? So I won't hate on you. You just do what you can do. As long as you're not harming me. You never dance, dance, kick me in the face. I'm fine. Okay? Next ick. When they use the word banter. This one really is like, oh, it's just some friendly banter. Then they are saying the most problematic, misogynistic ass like shit. Then they'll be like, it's just banter. Boys will be boys. It's the same concept. Problematic. It's the same thing as locker room talk, water cooler talk. You really say the most like, you say the most unhinged thing and then you'll be like, it's just banter. Hello, do you have a podcast? Is anybody tuning in to listen to your dumbass banter? Absolutely fucking not. So, no thank you. Nobody wants to hear banter. Keep it yourself. Just stop talking, okay? When they have a very specific water order. If your water order is not just water, right? What the hell, man? If you order sparkling water and you're not being ironic, I will starve you. I'll make sure you never have a drip of water again. You're not allowed, eh? You're not allowed to be. If you ever sip water in front of me, that's it. That's it, okay? Okay, when they hold fish on dating apps, well, get out of my life, eh? Every single man who holds a fish, unironically, or like not to just like, hey, I want to try, everybody do this before I want to try. If it's not like that, and if you really do that, you really go fish because you're like, I need this picture in my life because this is what it means to be a man. If you're one of those people, I hope one day the fish eat you. And the final ick on the list is talking in baby voice. This is literally only allowed if you're talking to a human baby or your pet. I only think, okay, but if it's a pet fish, then shut up. You shut up. Shut up. Stop it. Stop it. I will probably shove your head in the fish tank. Okay, but I think it's only okay if you... if you do it in severe moderation, okay, like really moderation, and you only do this to a creature, because, okay, research has shown that animals react a type of way to baby voice, like they actually like it. But It depends. If you do it all the time, if you do it around people, like you don't know social settings, social cues, like you anyhow just baby voicing to your pet in front of everybody, then it makes everyone uncomfortable. You need to acknowledge that. And doing that to your partner, wow, keep it in the bedroom, eh. And if your partner likes it in the bedroom, something is wrong, huh? Something is wrong somewhere, okay? So anyways, those were all the icks that you guys sent in. That was a lot, very specific. I hope if any of you were in those relationships where these things happen, I hope you have left and they are long gone. But anyways, it is time. Oh, cring cring. It is time for my favorite segment. It is time for some unsolicited advice. So ladies, if you're listening to this and you know a man, unfortunately for you, you know a straight man, make sure you tell them to listen to this podcast episode because they need to be self-aware and they need to be able to look inward and to make sure they're not doing anything on this list. But if you are guilty of doing anything on this list, I just need you to know that you are a walking ick, okay? So, no thank you. Please stop listening to this podcast now. You are banned from the Pretty Girls Club. And that was your advice this week. So, yes, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know this was a lot of man-hating, so I'm not sorry. But if you want me to do a female version of the icks, feel free to send it in. Some icks, obviously, are going to overlap because men and women are capable of both being disgusting. Please, we all know that. But yeah, so send me whatever you want. If you want me to do female X, just type it in. If I do a lot of these X or so, you want to call me out, feel free. Try your best. Do your worst. Anyways, that's all for this episode. Hope you enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun wilding out at the end. Hope you like this episode. And I will see you at the next one. Goodbye.